Every so often, a new character shows up in the world of broadcasting, and his fans say, this is the one we've been waiting for, a true original. So it was with Danny Baker. He might have looked, as someone unkindly put it, rather like a badly wrapped parcel, but he was a stylish performer, cocky and competent and combative, and entirely at home behind a microphone in a live radio studio. Someone once called him the new messiah of broadcasting. When Radio 5 Live came on the air, he was the obvious choice to present a football chat show, and a great success it was too, till he went too far and got sacked. The same happened to him at Talk Radio eventually. He tried television, but his chat show, Danny Baker After All, was panned by the critics, and his nostalgia game show was cut after one series. The tabloid newspapers still loved him, though, mostly because they claimed he was always out on all-night drinking binges with the likes of Paul Gascoigne and Chris Evans. Danny Baker, did you expect your life to go along that sort of path?
No, you do. I've done any kind of showbiz background yet. I've ended up, for a while anyway, as one of Britain's Rat Pack showbiz elite. But no, you didn't. In fact, hearing it like that, that's obviously what you could do is only the headlines of it.
Yeah, we'll get into the details.
Yeah, and it's, the short answer there is no, and it didn't, of course. But in the headlines, that's what it looks like.
You did terribly well when you were in primary school. Mm-hmm. Top boy in the year, obviously a very bright kid, but you didn't want to go to grammar school. You wanted to go where all your mates went.
It looked fusty, and my friends were going to a school that looked a lot more fun. Now, I'd like to say it was a brooded over a decision, but it wasn't. I mean, Mum and Dad, great, said, oh, you could go there if you like. But I knew somewhere that in the route that if you went to the grammar school, it led on to the kind of career that I probably knew I wasn't interested in, i.e. Being working in Flyshow, either the site or the bank, and that was the bank route, and I didn't fancy working in a bank. And even then, that kind of nagged at me, I think.
Education for the sake of education wasn't in your mind then?
No, I actually, I think because it was, 1968, 69, and I was aware of rock and roll. I'd seen Fleetwood Mac. I was only like 10 or 11. I'd seen Fleetwood Mac supported by the Groundhogs. And I thought, that's for me. And if you see NatWest supported by Barclays Bank, it doesn't have quite the same pull. And so then I just figured that I might become kind of trapped academically, you know, and be on a route I didn't want to.
What you did instead was you went to the NME?
Via punk rock. And via a couple of summers of doing nothing gloriously when it was quite a chic option to be unemployed. You know, in 75, 76, it was quite cool. I worked in a record shop first when I left school, then took two summers off, and then punk rock kind of started. And my friend asked to borrow my typewriter because he worked in a bank. Mark Perry went to my school, called himself Mark P, and said, have you heard about the Sex Pistols? You know about music, come and see Sex Pistols and all this. Started typing this magazine. So I thought, I'm not here to steal me thunder. Helped him out with it. That became Sniffing Glue magazine, which became something of a huge noise in the publishing world all of a sudden. And that led on to the NME saying, do you want to be our receptionist?